TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
At the end of the regular old morning show today, we were talking about this couple in Lakeview, Michigan. They're 45 years old and they have now 15 kids. They just had a baby, making their 15th kid. The first 14 were boys, and now they have their only girl. And they've been having kids since they were 17. And they're 45 now. So the oldest kid is 28. And obvious questions that people have are, what do these people do for a living to be able to afford to have 15 kids? Even though, you know, some of them are grown now and they're out on their own or whatnot. Just say you got 8 kids left at home. You know, that's going to take a lot of money. And then the other thing is, like, how has this just wrecked her body? How badly has it wrecked it? I mean, damn.
It's an amazing thing that the body is able to produce and birth that many kids.
It's amazing. But we don't know that it's, the assumption is it's wrecked her body. But
I mean, she hasn't even given her body a break to, like,
that's true,
just get back together before she's pregnant again.
I mean, so there are 15 kids. She's had 15 kids in what did we figure it up in 31 years? She's had 15 kids. Is that right?
In 28, I thought.
Something like that. Yeah.
I wonder if they're all well behaved or if there's one or two that's, you know, little doo doo heads.
How do you remember all their names?
Well, the Duggars, all of their names, I think, would be harder to remember, too. Because, what is it, 18? 18 of the Duggar kids?
19 kids and counting.
Was it 18 or 19 kids and counting? I can't remember. But anyway, they all start with a J. And I think they're all biblical names.
Josiah, Jonah.
To me, that's even harder.
I know. That's what I mean. If they all start with the same letter, it would be harder.
Yeah, we had a family in my town. They had 4 boys. But mom and dad, their names both started with a D. So all of the boys got D names. Then they named the dog D. And so D-E-E was the female dog's name. And I mean, I knew them my whole life growing up. It's like I can remember them, but I can't imagine you take that and then, you know, multiply that by 4. You've got 16 people with the same name, with the same starting letter in their name. That would be confusing.
My dad's sister had a pile of kids. And named every one of them, not just start with a T, but everyone has to start with a T-R.
Oh, like Lord.
Tressa, Travis, Truly, Trevor, and Tristan, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
that. I'm not sure. I mean, I know they're my first cousins and all, and I should be able to just rattle them all off with certainty. But I think I got pretty close.
Tressa.
It's only me and my brother. My mom still will go through every single name trying to say my name. She'll go through my aunt's name. She's like trying to call me out and forgets my name. I'm like, it's just me and my brother.
I call Aiden Ace a lot of the time.
Really?
Yeah, I go Ace because it's the same sound.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so is Ace at work? Aiden, is Aiden working? I'm saying. Or I'm like, damn, Ace, when he's doing something stupid.
Right. That's great.
That's on purpose.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that a mistake? I don't know.
The same way my wife does me when she calls me my brother's name on purpose.
Okay, Todd. One Todd's enough in the family. Thank you very much. I'd be like, shut up.
Shut up. Hey, shut up.
Damn. But my question about this whole thing is, why would you want 15 kids?
I know.
I mean, God bless them. They can do what they want, and these kids seem to be well-rounded, taken care of, all of that. It's their business. But just in my own personal opinion, why would you want 15 kids?
Exactly. I'm not a parent, but I can't imagine having 15 kids is any types of fun.
Yeah. When do you ever get to the beach?
Yeah,
for retirement.
Or have any time to yourself.
Well, not just that.
At all.
How many hours must they have spent at ballparks and at dance recitals and things that make you want to give yourself poison? But it's what you do as a parent.
Self-poison? Yeah. It's a little dramatic.
It's like, my kid is going to be in this for a minute and 45 seconds, and you just told me this is a 3.5 hour long recital? What?
I wonder if they all are homeschooled, though. If you could send, up until now, 14 kids to school.
Making lunch for 14 kids, cooking dinner for 14 kids.
They would have to eat at school.
Breakfast and lunch at school. Yeah. No. Look, guys, we got 14. I got to draw the line here somewhere. Because I got these little ones I'm going to have to make breakfast for because they can't do it for themselves. So the rest of y'all, we put some lunch money in your pocket or whatever and get out of here.
I can't remember what they said. They were doing an episode of The Duggars where they were showing what all the chores are and that they have a schedule and who's doing what and all that stuff with the kids. And they change them up. After a while, you got these kids that are on kitchen duty.
Right.
And then after a while, when they switch schedules around, those kids would then go be on bathroom duty or cleaning duty. And I can't remember what they said. How many those giant, like at the concession stands and all those giant jars of pickles that they have, how many of those they go through in a month? Well, it's unbelievable the food that those kids eat.
I don't know who the celebrity is. I don't remember who it is. But there was a promo the other day for something. There was a female celebrity on there, and she was talking about being quarantined. They have 7 boys, I guess, between her and her husband now. Combined, if I understand it correctly, they have 7 boys, and they've all been quarantined together. So she was saying it's 8 men, essentially boys have been quarantined together, and that she was making 70 pancakes a day. and that's 7 guys, 8 guys. And I thought, oh, my God, 70 pancakes a day.
That's like a whole box.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. What did you find out, Rick?
They're devout Catholics.
So don't believe in birth control.
Right.
Right.
And that's, that's a main thing of Catholics. You have a lot of kids.
Yeah. But, I mean, it doesn't even seem like they're, it's like they're guilty feet. They have no rhythm,
What do you mean?
Guilty feet have got no rhythm. It's like they don't know how to do the rhythm method that Catholics do.
What is the rhythm method? I've never heard
of
that.
Like where you make the sex according to the days of the woman's cycle where she's, least likely to get pregnant and not during her ovulation.
Yeah.
revelation about ovulation.
Maybe they do. Maybe this is just the result of, they're hooking up all the time and they just happen to.
Question, as a devout Catholic, my understanding, and I could be wrong about this, but I know there would be anti-birth control of any sort. Of any sort? Meaning ways during the act that you would take some precautions?
I heard that that's like a waste. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's
what. Yeah, because I think they believe what the Bible says about a seed. Better spilled in the belly of a whore than on the ground, or something like that.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah. That's legit. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Not saying that she's a whore.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought she was a whore. That's not what I'm saying. But right. I'm saying the whole waste part of it. That.
Probably. Probably.
That's wild, though.
Yeah.
Imagine the laundry. Oh, my gosh. And the trash, the amount of trash they have.
Mm-hmm. No thanks.
No thank you.
I bet, though, flip side of that, I bet every one of those kids grows up with such a sense of responsibility and finishing tasks, because everybody obviously has to pitch in when you have a family that large. And the older kids have helped raise the younger kids, so they're probably extremely well adapted to things that need to be done in the real world to be successful.
I bet it's not quiet, though, ever.
Oh, ever. You know,
that's what I can't take. I can't take it not being quiet. Ugh.
I went to my friend's house the other day. They have 5 kids, and we're sitting there, and the kids are, like, running around, and I can hear it all. And I'm like, how do you guys live like this with all that noise? And they're like, what noise? Like, they're so used to it that they can't even hear it anymore.
That's life.
And I couldn't even. I was like, I need to leave. It's too much.
And sometimes what happens when you're a parent, though, sometimes you like hearing that noise. Like, you like hearing them, that they're upstairs playing or whatever. You know, not meaning that they're upstairs. You just like it because those are your kids.
Yeah.
And you just like knowing that they're there all the time, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's a little different to me than, you know, you hear my son upstairs, and when my daughter's home, she's upstairs. You can, you know, hear them walking around and doing this or that. Then 15 kids fighting and yelling and playing ball in the house and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Even if they're being calm. Just the fact that that many number of people talking somewhere in your house. Mm-hmm. If they're having a an average, normal, intelligent conversation, it's a lot of talking going on all the time.
No thanks.
Yeah, but I bet now that they would not like that. You know, once if it were to be quiet, they would probably be very uncomfortable with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You know, because they've gotten so acclimated to noise and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they all still live at home or if some of the older ones are married already.
No, I'm sure the older ones are gone. I mean, being 28, the oldest one, surely.
Yeah.
I don't know. But did you find out what they do for a living?
None of them say what he does or.
I mean, I can't imagine that she would be able to work outside the home.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, that just. Yeah.
You know, she has babies for a living.
Yeah, that almost seems virtually impossible that she would be able to do
that. And that's a lot of Michigan accents in one.
Oh, that's,
oh my God, that would kill you.
That would destroy me.
I would die.
Okay, well, one member of the Ace and TJ show, we won't tell you who it is yet, had a run-in with the law this weekend. Ran right into the law. So we'll tell you who it was and where it all stands coming up next.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
This may not be so funny. One member of the Ace and TJ show had a run-in with the law this weekend. Tech D Rob, was it you? Nope. Not Tech D Rob. Riggins, was it you?
No.
Ace, was it you?
Nope.
Wasn't me. Who could it be? Who could it be? Oh, Alexis.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah, I'm so annoyed.
Well, tell us what you did wrong.
So I was driving back from South Carolina yesterday, and I take the back roads, and I was driving through this tiny town, and the speed limit goes from 55 to 35, back to 55, all within the same street, within probably a minute and a half. So I have my music playing. I had like really good mountain music playing, and I was jamming. I'm just like have the windows down, taking in the scenery, and all of a sudden I look up and I see blue lights behind me. So I pull over. Cop is like, do you know you were speeding? Do you know how fast you were going? And I was like, oh, I was going like 50, 52. And he's like, well, the speed limit's 35. But literally it goes from 55 to 35 back to 55. And he's like, did you mm-hmm. notice that? No, I didn't notice it. If I would have noticed it, I would have slowed down.
Yeah, that happens a lot when you go through tiny towns like that. It slows down through the actual town part.
Yeah.
So, did you write your ticket?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah.
For 52 and a 35?
Yep.
Ooh, damn.
I know. He was like, well, you can come to... I don't want to come to court here. I don't want to come over here.
Oh, yeah. You would have to go to court.
So, I need to find a lawyer in South Carolina. Mm.
Is that all you got? Was the speeding ticket?
No. I also got another ticket for having an expired license plate. Because I bought my car with tint. Every single year, I've been able to pass my inspection. No big deal. This past year, they started giving me crap about it, and they wouldn't pass the inspection because of the tint. So I'm not going to take the tint off my car. So I'm going to figure out how I can just get the inspection passed mm-hmm. and keep it moving.
Okay.
Okay.
it doesn't look like that's going to be an option unless... I mean, I don't know how you would find an inspection station that would allow it to pass if the whole state has cracked down on it.
There'll still be people that will do it.
So okay. You'll just have to go try different places until somebody approves it?
Yep, that's what I did last year.
Since when has it been out?
My
your license plate.
It's been expired for a little bit over a year.
Oh my God.
So you've been... looking constantly for a place that will do the inspection that would pass it, or you just did a few and then forgot about it?
I did a few, and then, you know, COVID happened, so I was going to use that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Did you try?
Yes.
And it didn't fly with the cop?
He said that if I got it fixed by January when the court date was, he would drop it. So I'm going to do that.
So there you go. He was cool.
But the speeding ticket, so I don't need another speeding ticket on my life. I do not need that.
How many do you have now?
I have 5 points on my license right now.
Okay.
Damn.
How many would this put on there?
I don't know. I don't want to find out.
Probably
enough to take the license away?
No.
You're, what, 17 over?
Yeah, I think 15 over, it starts to be reckless at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So how many points, Ace, do they allow on your license before they take it away? If we live in a state that has the, you know, if you have moving violations or whatever, they add points to your license, and then... if you get enough of them, they revoke it. And I don't know what you do to get it back, to get it unrevoked.
Okay, well, you get 12.
Oh.
They don't revoke it until 12.
Okay, so this probably would be about 3 points, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So then you'd be at 8.
It's the insurance I'm worried about.
Yeah, and the insurance goes up every time you get points, right?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, because my insurance had just gone down last year, and then this summer when I renewed it, jumped back up.
It looks like this will tack on another 3.
Yeah.
Unless they consider it reckless.
Yeah. Hmm. But I guess he's not going to make it reckless because he said he would drop it if she... No, not that part. No, he didn't drop that part.
No.
Okay.
But he did say to call. He was like, you can call this number, ask for the sheriff, which I guess it's such a small town that you can just call and ask for the sheriff. And mm-hmm. he was like, well, lower the price of the ticket or something like that. I don't know. But I just think either way, I probably should just get a lawyer.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't have to have it at all.
I bet if you call them and they'll work something. Just kind of, hey, if you drive back down there, pay them in cash. It'll be cool. We won't even put any points on your
Maybe if the show airs out there, I can bring them some swag.
How far from here is this little town?
About an hour away.
Yeah, you should be good.
Yeah.
If you have to go to court. It's only an hour away.
They said, and you know the craziest part about this, that you know it's a small town, the court date is like a Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Who goes to court for a traffic ticket at 5 in the evening? Like, that was weird to me.
Well, probably because the judge is handling all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah.
During the day, and the traffic court is just set for Tuesdays at 5 when the judge has to work late.
Mm. Hey, on the upside, we just found you a couple of places that people say, oh, hell, they'll take care of your tent. No problem.
Yeah, so we just found that.
We got three of them that have come in like, try this place. Try this. This place will do it. No problem.
See, that's what I mean.
Man.
I was just having the best day, too. I was like jamming, listening to good music.
What's the good mountain music to you? What does that mean?
I just put, because I was driving through and I was like, oh, what kind of vibe is this? This is like mountain music vibes. And I just put mountain music on Pandora. It was like a lot of fiddles and
yeah.
Yeah.
Banjo.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Right. Yeah.
Was the actual song Mountain Music by Alabama on there?
That was the first song that played.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when the cop came, I was like, oh, I got country. I got some mountain music on. Maybe he's going to be like, oh, she's cool. She's listening like to some mountain music.
Yeah, that's what he's going to say. Oh, what? She's cool. I'm not going to write her a ticket for doing 17 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Now what God-fearing mountain person did you steal this car from, ma'am?
Yeah. I'm like trying to bat my eyelashes at him and everything. No, yeah. None of it worked.
Yeah, he's probably wondering, what in the hell is wrong with her eyelashes? Yeah. They look like tarantulas, and they got red in them.
Probably.
Ma'am. You got something wrong with your eyes?
So annoying.
So what's the name of the town? You don't know the name of the town?
It's called Whitmere, I think. Let me see. It's like close to Chester, South Carolina, like the one right before Chester.
All right. Okay, so when the closest town to it is a small town that most people haven't heard of.
Yeah, it's just small town and small town.
Yeah. But I know the area you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on I-77 going toward Columbia in this, from where we are at the radio station.
Yeah, but I come through back roads that I don't get onto 77 until I get to Chester, which is exit 65
mm-hmm.
on 77. So it's some back roads leading up to that.
Okay. And
three people have also said if you get a lawyer, more than likely they'll just reduce it to improper equipment and you pay a fine and go on and won't give you any points.
And that's what I need to do. But I do have to get a lawyer in South Carolina, right, to handle that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if your mom lives in South Carolina, she probably can find out a lawyer that you need.
Yeah.
Or just go to your mom's and watch afternoon TV. There'll be plenty of slip and fall lawyers and stuff like that you could call.
Well... And again,
I think I have a crystal for getting out of tickets. You just find one.
Do the crystals fix your energy and vibe after something bad like that happens to bring you down?
You know, I went home and I was like, I still had a good weekend. It was very relaxing. That was my own fault. I wasn't paying attention. So now that's a consequence. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Still going to have a good day.
But you didn't need crystals to bring you to that then, huh? You just did. You just thought about it and had a good attitude.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
We've gotten you a couple of lawyers here. We also got a particular place where you can go not far from here to get your car inspected. And again, they point out, hey, they'll do it guaranteed. They don't care if you don't even have a muffler, to be honest.
That's what I need. That's what I told the cop. I was like, well, you know, in North Carolina, we have to pass an inspection. You guys don't have to do that here. So that's the reason why.
They don't have to have inspections in South Carolina?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, that's awesome.
You can be driving around with a car that's about to break down. They don't care.
That's free or die, brother.
Yeah. I told y'all, South Carolina is a free state.
So why is he giving her a ticket?
Because the plates are expired. But in North Carolina, you have to pass an inspection to be able to renew your plates.
That's like the place that when I was in college, it was in high school. And we had the 68 Camaro that was sitting on a trailer. And my dad said, hook that up and take it over to any time where to go.
That's ace.
Yeah. Get it inspected. And I was like, am I going to take it off the trailer? He goes, just take the car on the trailer over to whatever the guy's name was. Pull up, tell him you're Tony's son. You need to get the car inspected. Bring it back. Okay. That guy's like, I said, hey, I'm Tony's son. He sent me over. He goes, hey, but no problem. He literally just walked over and took the old one off, put the new one in there.
You good.
I paid him some cash, backed it up, drove off.
Thank you.
See ya.
Yep.
Asking all these questions. Just take the damn car.
No, just take the car.
Yeah, I was like, questions. What am I going to have to do? Just, son, take the car where I told you to take the car, and I'll see when you get back.
The less you know, the better you are.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Alexis. That's
terrible. That does suck.
Yeah.
I mean, better you than me, but.
I didn't even tell my mom because I knew she was going to be like, oh, I told you to keep paying attention, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I ain't trying to hear all that.
I'm upset. I'm upset. No, I wasn't upset, honestly. I was just like, well, it's all right. We'll take care of it. Keep it moving.
All right. Did the cop say anything about all those bents you got?
No, but he definitely was looking at my car.
He's like, how do you get all these little dents in
here? I'm going to write you another ticket just for having so many damn dents in your car.
Right, and then that would have led to, well, sometimes I can't see over the car to park. And, well, how tall are you? Step out of the car, ma'am. And then she would have stepped out, and all kinds of drug paraphernalia would have fallen
on
the ground.
That's not true.
You know, just like an episode of Cops. Yeah, keep going and going and going.
That's not true.
No, she ate it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Do you know the craziest part was my mom was giving me so much crap before I left because I didn't want to change my clothes. I like left in my pajamas. So there was just basketball shorts and a shirt. And she's like, and I didn't even want to wear a bra. She's like, you're not even going to put a bra on? And I was like, no, I don't feel like I'm just driving home. I have a full tank of gas. Like, I'm not going to stop anywhere. And she's like, well, what happens, like, if you get stopped or something happens? And I'm like, I'll be fine. And she just kept talking. So I was like, all right, mm-hmm. I'll put on a tank top underneath my shirt, okay? But I still have my pajamas on. So.
Well.
So I definitely didn't want to tell her.
I want your chichis out.
What?
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Man, I saw this thing today that says that. What is that? Bunch of people, lots of people have never seen a cow in real life.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like 54% of people.
Does that mean what actually like driving by, seen one, or been like up close to one? Just
seeing one in real life. They see.
Young.
It seems weird to me.
Between the ages of 12 and 24, I think.
Yeah, 11 and 24.
11 and 24. Never
haven't
seen a
cow.
That's crazy.
And there are almost 100 million cows in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
I counted them. I almost made it to 100 million, and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
A damn virus hit, and I had to stop. 43% of people, these people, have never gone camping or even hiking.
I can see that more, that people wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Have you been hiking? I mean, camping, Regan?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I was in Boy Scouts.
Oh, that's right. You were a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Alexis, have you been camping?
No, I want to so bad.
Yeah.
You've been hiking, though, right?
I've been hiking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 27% have never seen the sunrise. 19% have never cooked a meal from scratch. 15% have never left the state where they were born. And 13% have never sent something in the mail.
What?
Yeah. And you're from 11 to 24.
Yeah.
You know, people just never do it. But never seeing a cow in person. Not even when you're driving by somewhere, you see a cow. I don't know. Where else would you see it? I mean, if you live in a city exclusively, where could you see a cow?
You probably wouldn't in the city.
But even in Jersey, you know, that's a lot of dairy cows are up there. Yeah. So even in metropolitan areas, you'd still find
cows.
Seems
like once you went outside that area just a little bit, you would see something, right? I don't know. It just seems hard to believe.
Field.
Here in Charlotte, you go outside the city just a little bit, and you can see cows and horses and stuff. You go towards, like, Waxahachie area, Monroe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The story I read about it, though, was like they've never known the joy of seeing a cow or being up close. I'm like, well, that's probably, I don't know that it's that much fun. I mean,
the sunrise thing surprises me. The number of people that haven't ever seen the sunrise.
I've seen the sunrise many times.
It's because people is lazy.
Just, there are times you're like, we'll get up and see the sunrise, or we're up. Let's just stay up. Watch
or
the sunrise.
You've been up and you haven't gone to sleep yet. Yeah.
I much prefer sunsets. I'll be honest with you.
The sunrise.
Yeah. Because if I'm up when the sun's rising and I'm not in a building working, then something's wrong. Yeah. Something happened. Oh. Have you ever stayed up all night and then the sun comes up while you're driving somewhere and it's the sun hitting you in the face is what makes you get more sleepy?
Yes.
Like you have to fight it harder because the sun's hitting you in the face?
Yeah. When I got kicked off campus at my brother's college, it was around midnight. And I knew that if I showed up back at my house at 2:00 in the morning, my parents are going to be like, what the hell happened? So what I did, I drove back and forth from his college to my hometown like 3 times just to kill time. And then parked in a Walmart parking lot for like 3 hours until about 7 a.m. and then walked in the door.
Yeah, because you'd probably be afraid to stop overnight someplace.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I was like, I guess I'll just keep driving. I kept driving up and down 85 like 3 or 4 times. And that's only about an hour drive from his school to my hometown. So I did it 4 times maybe, back and forth.
Oh, my God.
Because I didn't know what to do. Because I was like, if I show up at my house at 2:00 in the morning, my parents are going to start asking questions like, why are you home? I was like, I guess I'll just kill time. And then they still didn't believe me. I showed up at 7:30 or something. I was like, I just got up early from a college party. So I didn't come home.
It was lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought they woke up early, so I come on home.
Yeah.
Just want to get out of there.
Kevin's parties suck.
Yeah. Lame.
Yeah, I've done that many times where I would stay up all night and then try to drive somewhere the next morning. Mm-hmm. And it's painful. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because I guess when the sun hits your eyes and you start squinting, that's when you want to just go ahead and close them the rest of the way.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, though.
The flip side of that, though, is if you're going on a trip, to me, if you're going somewhere like a long drive, and you can be gone before the sun comes up, then it feels like, okay, we're really making progress now. Like, we're going to be fine. You know, that making that 14-hour drive to Louisiana before, 13, and leaving before the sun comes up is a big thing. So when you see the sun come up, it's like, oh, well, I've already knocked out an hour of this trip. This is going to be great. I pretty much got this made by now. Nothing to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our parents used to pick us up out of bed and put us in the car every trip we ever took.
Yeah. I mean, to drive to the private airport.
Yeah.
To get in the plane for the vacation.
Definitely.
They're saying that if you're having work problems, that it affects your sexual life negatively. This is obviously a groundbreaking story, a groundbreaking study they've done here.
Yeah.
Problems at work can affect how much you enjoy the sex. Men and women have different work issues that cause those problems. For women, job stress from things like a deadline or a terrible boss will impact their sex lives. And for men, burnout and exhaustion from work may cause the problem. So the solution they give is to put more effort into separating your work life from your real life.
Oh, thanks.
What?
That's good.
What is wrong? I've never thought of that before.
How do you even do that? That whole, you need to separate your work life from your home life more. But if something's bothering you, if it's a worry at work, no matter whether you leave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 6 o'clock in the evening, you're still worried. It's still something that's on your mind.
I often wonder how prosies, sex workers, have personal sexual relationships that are loving and whatnot. Because, I mean, when I'm at home, I don't want to put on earbuds and start talking into a microphone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get away from that because I know I'm going to be there the next morning. So if you're a prosy, then, I mean, you could be a great, loving wife to somebody or girlfriend, but you're not going to want to have sex, I wouldn't think, or the porn stars, really.
That's
would they? But more so a prosy, because the porn stars a lot of times will talk about how they're addicts and they got to have it and that's their thing and as much as they can get, the better and all that. But a prosy, 9 times out of 10, is doing it with people they don't want to be doing it with to begin with. And then they're going to come home and be like, oh, now I got to have sex with this guy. Just because I love him? I don't think so. When do they ever not work? That's what I
want to
know.
Maybe she would want to then because finally she can have sex and enjoy it.
Okay, well.
As opposed to being stuck with.
Right, I just had sex. Let's see, 11 times in the overnight shift in various alleys and behind dumpsters. So let me take a bath and then I'll be ready for some loving sexual encounters. Yeah. I bet they don't do that. I bet they're like, hey, I had a busy night last night. And the last thing that's on my mind right now is having the relations. So I'm sorry. I just can't. They sit down and eat breakfast with me before I go to bed and you go to work. But
I never pictured the prose to be married.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Or even in a relationship.
Like yeah, a lot of them are.
Really?
Yeah, in the movies and stuff.
Now, the porn star I get, like, because you could think they're married and in fine relationships, I'm sure. So it's probably like that. But
again, I mean, if you had spent all day doing porn scenes with different, and depending on how involved they are, when you get home, you don't want to do anything but soak in some Epsom salt.
Yeah. I want to relax.
Yeah. Well, first, I got to go soak in some Epsom salt.
I'm going to be in there
a
while.
I need some hot water.
I gotta get this work day off my mind. I just gotta let go of it. Maybe by the time you get home from work, because I'm, I need a little downtime.
Golly.
Just gotta breathe for a moment. Can you imagine?
Again, it's like I always say, you escape what you do for a living when you're on vacation. So, I'm not funny on vacation.
Yeah, so when most people think about vacation, they will have some good vacation sex.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, we're not going to have any vacation sex.
No.
Yeah, I mean, when you have sex for a living, then you might as well not even take a vacation if you're going to be working through the whole thing.
But they always say, whenever they interview the porn star, she always says, I love having sex.
Yeah.
I love it. So maybe.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe. The difference in the porn star and the prosy is that the prosy's not loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not that crazy about it.
I know this is kind of like the most cliche thing to say, but it's something to think about.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button, available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
You know that show I tell y'all about that I watch called Lone Star Law, where it's the Texas game wardens? One of my favorite things that happens on that show is when they pull up onto a levee or something where people are fishing from the bank, and the game warden pulls up there to check their fishing license and stuff. And you can tell most of the time when they pull up there whether the people are going to be legit or not. And they'll pull up. And the game warden always gets out super friendly. Hey, y'all having any luck? No, we're not catching anything. Oh, well, it's a good day for it. He walks out there just like he's chit-chatting. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing he says is, I'm going to need to check your fishing license, and then I'll get out of your hair. And say the other day, the one I was watching, had three people standing on the levee on the bank. And the woman showed the fishing license. Another guy showed the fishing license. He looked at the third guy, and he said, "You got your fishing license, sir?" And he goes, "I wasn't fishing." They always try. "I wasn't fishing." "Oh, you weren't fishing?" No, I wasn't. "I don't have a license. I wasn't fishing." "Okay. All right. How many of y'all were fishing?" And then the two that had the license said, "We were fishing." He goes, "Okay, now let me see. You got one pole right there. You got another pole right here. And then, oh, way over here in the grass, laying down in the grass, there's another pole. Whose pole is that?" And the guy goes, "I don't know whose that is." "Somebody must have just left that there." He goes, "Well, it's got fresh bait on it." "That's not true." "No, I haven't been fishing."
It must have been that.
Like a blatant look at me. Wasn't me.
It must have been that show I saw a commercial for the other day. And the guy's sitting on the bank, and there are like two poles next to him. And the guy's thing goes, "You're telling me you're not fishing at all?" And the guy goes, "Nope. He went to use the restroom back over there in the trees or something. I was just watching the line, just sitting here."
Yeah.
"I'm not fishing at all." "Nope."
And I've seen him before where the game warden starts walking down the levee there talking to the different people who are off fishing. And then you look up and the camera catches a group of people, and one of them is throwing fish back in the water.
Trucking them.
Get him in.
What is the fine? Is that a fine or is that arrest?
It depends. Some of them, if you're out catching fish that are, below size that you can keep, and you got a bunch of them, or if you're out shrimping with no, they cover all of that stuff in Texas. If you're out shrimping and you don't have the proper license and all that, you could go to jail. Depends on, like, if you're spotlighting deer and you've killed a deer, they'll take you to jail on that.
What do you have to do to get a license to fish?
You go down to the whoever sells the fishing license and just write your name on it, pay $15 or $20. Yeah,
usually a sporting goods store.
Yeah, anywhere. Like, they're easy to get. You get them online license. Even.
Do you have to have a duck stamp in North Carolina?
I don't know that they do a lot of duck hunting in North Carolina anyway. I'm sure, yeah.
And you need a fishing license anywhere in the United States to be able to fish?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a state by state thing.
And in Louisiana, you had to have a duck, what's called a duck stamp, and it's an extra stamp that goes on your license that you've paid to be able to duck hunt.
And it's expensive. Duck hunting is expensive if you do it the legal way. But
keywords there.
Yeah, the legal way.
If you do it the legal way.
But I just, it's always fascinated me the gall of the people who are caught that just stand and look them dead in the eye and lie about it. Not you me. Know, it's, we started seeing that phenomenon on the show Cops back in the 90s when it started. And then, you know, I don't have marijuana. You don't have marijuana? What's that behind your ear? Huh? That ain't mine.
that flew onto my ear. Yeah, I don't know how that got there.
That's an actual clip off of Cops. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life. I think the cop tells him, what, three times? He's like, sir, you know, like, what's your name? And the guy's like, Todd. He goes, hey, Todd, I'm going to ask you one more time. He goes, Todd, I'm going to give you a chance to really think about it now. Now, think about it. Do you have any marijuana on your body anywhere? No, sir. Todd, think. Really think now. The guy's got a joint stuck behind his ear the whole time he forgot about it. Mm. That rings right up there with the guy that they arrested on Cops that night that started banging his head against the front of the van. He was mad at himself. And he's handcuffed, and he just starts slamming his head against the hood of the van until he busts his head open.
Yeah, and
it's like, jeez, man, stop.
I chalked that up to an exclusively white person thing.
What's that?
You know, white guys do stuff like that. I'm mad, so I'm going to bust my head against the hood of the car and hurt myself because I'm mad, or, you know, punch a wall or something like that. Hmm. Other races, he's like, mm-mm, I ain't doing that. Look, he even lost his damn mind.
Yeah, I know not of what you speak.
Hurting himself.
I am not familiar with that.
Why would I do that?
He put his whole hand through the wall.
Oh, somebody said you do need a duck stamp, and you also need to take a course before getting your license.
For fishing?
For duck hunting.
Duck hunting.
And after that, you have to have a duck stamp and a bear stamp.
Yeah.
And then somebody else said,
know they had ducks in North Carolina. Yeah.
If you're on any government assistance, the fishing licenses are completely free. I didn't know that either.
Duck is yummy.
Yeah. Well.
So you don't think only white guys like hit themselves in the head or bang their head against the wall or something?
Yeah, I've never seen any of my black friends do that. Anybody but white guys have that kind of rage. to have the rage go out in that, you know, through that delivery of headbutting a wall, things like that.
What, Riggins?
I've never known anybody. Other than you, I've never known anybody that's done that.
Other than Ace, you've never known it? You've never, even on TV or movies or anything, you've seen where they punch a wall? Or?
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Andy The Office. Remember when he punches the wall?
Yeah, I'm not proud of it.
Have you punched a wall?
Oh, yeah.
You made a hole?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In my townhouse. That's why I had to pay a handyman to come patch it, and I put the literally covering the patched area. Well, he patched it so well you couldn't tell. But before he got there to patch it, I had to hang a picture. I had to hang the picture from the night that Charity Case played with Bon Jovi. I hung that over the hole to cover it up so nobody would see it. No, I'm taking it back. I covered it with our proclamation by Sue Myrick on the floor of Congress that I had framed. Yeah. It covered it up.
Oh, my God, Ace.
I'm thinking.
A few times. It kind of happens. You get mad and do stuff.
I'm thinking in the year 2020. If that were my craft, my job, I would probably change the title of it. I wouldn't want to be called a handyman. I mean, because what would you expect a handyman to do? Handy.
Yeah, sure.
I would be Mr. Fix-It. That's what I would be. I would be a fix-it guy, not a handyman.
A blowy man.
You put that in his ad. No, not handyman.
So you called a handyman? Yeah. You you're in need of a handy man. I'm your handy man. Oh, wait, will we get in trouble if I sing one little part of a James Taylor song?
I think you're okay on that one.
Okay, because we didn't play James Taylor.
Yeah.
Imagine getting a season to say. Yeah. For what?
I was that damn good at singing it.
You were singing a James Taylor song, but implying that it was for hand jobs. What?
Cease and desist. Now.
It's not just because you played music, sir. It's because it was an offensive reference.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
James wouldn't like that.
Yeah. I think we need to use the word desist more often than just when you're saying cease in front of it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good word. We need to start incorporating that.
Gilberto just sent us a great story to go along with what you were saying, TJ. He just says, I have a white friend that beat the crap out of his truck because he left one of the lights on and the battery died. So I guess it was the truck's fault. He just beat it like only white people do. Really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's some white people shit. Poor truck.
But there's a difference in being angry at the inanimate object itself because it's not working right or something.
Yeah.
Rather than just being angry about something else and taking out your aggression on the inanimate object.
Yeah.
You know, like that printer of yours, Ace, deserved what it got.
Yeah, because it was messing up.
Yeah.
It was not performing the way it should have. It was wasting my time.
No. A few of your phones had nothing to do with what made you angry.
Right.
So you see the difference.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm mad at this person.
So easy. Yeah. The phone is just there. It's already in your hand, and you're angry on it. It just happens to be there. So it's like striking a blow against whoever you're speaking to who has angered you.
Like, that lady at American Express, that's who your anger was with, American Express. And then the phone was just there, you know, as an innocent bystander that took the pain.
Yeah. And then once it's broken, then you're mad because you've broken the phone.
And then you got to really destroy it. Now did you stomp it and stomp it?
Stop. You stomped it? You stomped it.
I don't think I stomped that one. I have stomped them. I have stomped them before. God. Make no mistake about it. I have stomped them. But yeah. I did pick it up and throw it back against the wall, though, I think. It was already broken.
You
know. And I had to tell my son, when we get there, just look, they got the phone fell out and the car ran over it. He was like, what?
That's at Walgreens.
Why does it have wall paint on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. On both sides.
Like, just do what I tell you. Like, okay. And my son says, okay, like, okay. You know he's not going to believe that.
Instead of just saying.
He's just hoping nobody looks at him. You don't want to lie.
Are they going to ask me? Are they going to ask for eyewitnesses? Yeah. Other than that, I'm not going to be in it.
Like, back me up on this, man. We got
him. I mean, if you're so nervous, I'll stay in the truck.
Exactly. I'm not going in there with you.
This is when we were in San Francisco going to the ball game in Oakland. And I was like, we had to get a phone that night because the tickets for the next night, all of our tickets for everything was on the phone. Tickets for Alcatraz the next day and all that stuff. So I had to get a phone. And that's how I ended up having to buy an iPad as well and a couple other things to get a phone that night.
Yeah, he's like walking around with an iPad. Hello? Hello? Sorry. I'm on an iPad at Alcatraz.
Yeah, they're like, only way I can get you a phone today is if you got to buy an iPad. Or what?
So how much did that outburst cost you?
Oh! Let's see, phone cost the whole thing probably cost me a couple $1,000.
He came back there, he's like, but I did want an iPad.
That iPad is great.
Yeah, yeah. You did it. Now you have to pretend.
Yeah. I did. I do love that iPad, though. It's a good iPad.
It's one of the best things I've ever done.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at aceTJ.com/weightloss. aceTJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.